I'm going to start with a quote from Holmes. This is from the Science of Mind textbook. He says, if one would take time once a day at least to let go of all that's not true and lay hold of reality, let go of doubt, distrust, worry, condemnation, and fear, and lay hold of life in its expressions of beauty, truth, and wholeness, his mental congestion would be healed. So I think what he's really talking about is spending time every day in treatment, in prayer, and also in meditation, in letting go of thoughts about what is right now and opening your mind to new possibilities.
Can you actually read that quote one more time?
If one would take time once a day at least to let go of all that is not true and lay hold of reality, to let go of doubt, distrust, worry, condemnation, and fear, and lay hold of life in its expressions of beauty, truth, and wholeness, his mental congestion would be healed.
Mental congestion. What a phrase. Okay.
Well, it's like a chi blockage.
There you go.
Yeah. So today I'm going to be talking about the fifth step of treatment, or our the religious science prayer, which is also known as release. And when you hear somebody like a practitioner praying or a minister, they will usually end a prayer with, I let go and I let God, or I release my word into the law, which is what I was told to say, and I have a hard time stopping that one. So when we say those words at the end of a treatment, we are consciously letting go of the erroneous ideas and beliefs that have created the condition that we are doing treatment for. In other words, we're eliminating the mental cause with our treatment. And this process will continue even after the treatment is done. And we need to continue releasing any thoughts that may negate the power of that treatment. And I'll give you an example. If I am treating for prosperity, and I've released it, and I'm walking around afterwards going, I can't afford this, gosh, prices are high, the economy stinks, I've just negated the power of my treatment. And so I need to continue releasing. I need to say, you know, things, they call them the denials in the Science of Mind textbook, that there is no poverty, I am prosperous, all the resources of the universe are available to me. So when we say those words, I release my words into the law, we are letting go of any old and limited thinking that we may have. Now, one of the questions you may have is, okay, I did a treatment and nothing changed. Well, it doesn't mean the treatment didn't work. Treatment always works. And but when you've completed the treatment, it's done for that moment in time, and you can treat again on the same subject, but you're doing it from a different point of consciousness, whether you realize it or not. So I started thinking about analogies for treatment, and I came up with the image of a hot air balloon. And the hot air balloon, of course, consists of that huge bag that it's called an envelope, and it's capable of containing heated air. And when you perform that first step of treatment, which is God is all there is, you're filling up that balloon with the heated air. You're simulating expansion on the prayer level, and you begin to set the tone for your treatment, which is the expansion, the ability to see beyond existing conditions. And then right below that envelope or the balloon is a gondola or a wicker basket. And this is where the passengers go, as you know, and usually this heat source is there too. And when we step into that gondola, we are in effect becoming one with that expanded thought. And then we probably are going to be studying maps, and maybe we have a navigational device, and at that point we're creating the intention for our journey, because we don't want to go off and not have a goal in mind, but we have something that we're working towards. Maybe we're going to look at the mountains or the fall foliage. And as we're doing that, you know, for instance, if we're thinking that we're going to go look at fall foliage in the mountains, we're already appreciating it, and we're giving thanks for that. But the final step is you have to let go. You have to take the ropes or whatever is tying that basket down to earth. You have to let go, or else you're going to stay in the same place. And that's the function that release performs in a treatment. And yes, this is all that I made that up, but you know, it seems like a good analogy, because if we don't release, we're going to be continually repeating the same thoughts.
And you're saying practitioners are full of hot air.
Yes. That's true. So a while ago when Reverend Hillary was here, we were having a fun conversation, and we were debating the steps of treatment and whether she said all the steps of treatment and release are complete in themselves. I could just do the third step and I'd be done. And I said, I beg to differ. I think that release in itself can be a full treatment, because when you release, it's an act of faith. You're letting go. You're knowing that the resources of the universe are there. So if all you ever do is release, you will invoke newness into your life. So she thought I might have a point there. And also, as you know, particularly Siobhan and Michael, right now, the change is inevitable in our lives, and that we go through cycles. There are some years that are incredibly exciting, and we have a lot of newness, but that newness brings change. Sometimes we have change that, you know, it may be the loss of a loved one or a change in career, and it's it involves a lot of letting go. All change involves letting go. And if we didn't let go, we'd stay stuck. And we wouldn't embrace the fact that there's new stuff waiting for us just on the other side. And so when we do the treatment, what we're doing is we're calling forth that unlimited power that's available to us. And we need to mentally be prepared to let go of a lesser state in favor of something that's even better. So Holmes said, we do not create, we use the power of the one mind, which creates for us. The sooner we release our minds from the thought that we have to create, the sooner we shall be able to work in line with spirit. Release means being able to experience a new influx of spirit. If we didn't release, today would look like yesterday, and tomorrow would probably be about the same. So I was reading, I was looking for stories on the internet about people and change in their lives and releasing, and there was a woman who was, I guess, a single mother, and she had all of her support system set up for her in a particular area of the country, but she was starting to feel an urge to move. And I gathered from the story, it took her a long time to get from the dream to maybe thinking about possibility. So she started small, and she let go of her dining room chairs. And once she had a little more space in her life, she began to get more and more excited about the thought of moving. And so she realized that by letting go of her chair, she was making that space, and she was allowing the possibility for new energies, for new adventures, new memories, new blessings, new loves, and new family. And that's exactly what the fifth step of treatment does, is it clears out that existing space or our dining room chairs to make space and for newness. So letting go can be scary. I can tell you that. The way that we live and think today is comfortable to us, and we need to be okay with the fact that they won't be there, you know, once we release them, and that everything will be okay. And it's a really important thing to do when you're going through those cycles of change, to take a look at whatever load you may be carrying, like a financial load, an emotional load, or whatever, a job, a career that no longer fits, so you can deal with the reality at hand, which is that newness is always available. So as Raymond Lindquist said, courage is the power to let go of the familiar. So When you let go, you're taking an active role and shaping your life, because you're consciously embracing something, new possibilities. And so I don't want to minimize the importance of this particular step, because deciding to divorce or to get married or to sell your house, whatever it may be, you're making a choice to take those actions, and you're in the process of actively letting go and moving in a new direction. And that's not something we're necessarily used to doing. Normally, we want to hang on for dear life. And we may lack the imagination or can't conceive of a future better than the past that we've had. And so we need to continue to allow ourselves to take a look at the possibilities and to release what is for what could be. And so that concludes, I'm going to do a little reading for you, but that was the final chapter from the Sacred Continuum on release and treatment. So is everybody clear about why release is so important? All right. I want to read something from the November Science of Mind magazine. This is from Sunday, November 4th. And I guess the author was Sally Robbins, who's the minister in the Religious Science Church up in Columbia, Maryland. And she says, New Thought author Terry Cole Whitaker tells the story of how she met with a woman who woefully told her how her life was falling apart. Cole Whitaker replied to her, Maybe your life isn't falling apart as much as it's falling together. Most of us spend an inordinate amount of time and energy trying to keep everything in our lives in place. In the meanwhile, the spiritual masters tell us that perhaps we can trust that all is unfolding exactly as it should. Life, when viewed from the vantage point that all is perfect, becomes a lot easier when we surrender and allow it to happen just as it is. And she says, when I was in my 20s, I was laid off from a job, and I thought it was the end of the world. After coming to the conclusion that life goes on, I set out to find new work. In less than 2 weeks, I found a company that created a new position for me. The new job was perfect for me and paid better than the old one. I would not have embarked upon this new path if the old one had not abruptly ended. Surrender to the flow, surrender to the journey, surrender to the perfection of life as it unfolds. All is well. And she affirms, I trust that life is unfolding as it should. I look forward expectantly to the new good coming into my life now. And so it is.
So it is.
Thank you, Judy. Wow.